Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Today, I'm going to share a very personal story about how I lost 20 pounds in 3 months. So, I like to say that it was easy, but it really wasn't. I'm going to share some of my tactics, some of my strategies, and, you know, just the ideas that I threw out there, and it seemed to work for me. And I believe all of us have, at some point in our life, wanted to lose weight for various reasons, and sometimes there's just so much information out there and you don't know what's gonna work, what doesn't work. Maybe this works for you, maybe it won't. It did work for me. So I'm a person that when I see a result that I want, and I wanna learn more about how that person achieved that result and see if it's something that I can put into my daily habits and have that benefit me as well. So let me start with my story. And my wife and I had our second boy around 2.5 years ago. And at that time, life was a roller coaster. It still is, but at that time, it was a upside down turning roller coaster. And just getting new strategies on how to handle the kids and time and everything else is more important than, of course, ourselves, right? I think a lot of parents out there can certainly appreciate this. Second child, getting new, all of this information. So, you know, you eat whatever you can, whenever you can, because you're starving and you're hungry and, you know, there's no structure at all. And so that is what happens is you lose taking care of yourself, right? Which, of course, is priority number one. But when you're in the middle of the, you know, tornado, you're just doing whatever you can to keep these little guys alive, right? At least that's how it was for us. My wife works, I work, we're full-timers, and, you know, so it was a lot of a juggling in there. So whatever your situation is, I'm sure whether you're juggling something, whether you're stressed out at work, whether you're going through a breakup, maybe you're getting married, you're getting divorced, you're having babies, or you're just finding yourself, or you're just unhappy when you look in the mirror and you say, where does that body come from? How did I get to where I am right now? So while that was happening, I also was approaching my 50th birthday. So tack on a midlife crisis in the middle of, you know, this tornado and an identity crisis. And so I was just so confused with so many different things. And I saw my weight increasing, and I thought, again, I'm turning 50. I go, maybe that 50 is just a card, right? It's like, okay, well, here's my you can get fat now card because you're turning 50, or it's okay because you had a baby card, and it's okay. And so I allowed that mentality to get inside me, and it's not like me, but I did. And I took over. It took over and said, okay, you know what? You look at other people, oh, well, I'm not as fat as that person, or I'm judging myself, and I'm critical, and I'm comparing, and doing all the things you're not supposed to do. But of course, it's your own excuse, it's your own story. You're telling yourself as to why you're allowing these reasons to get in the way that's causing you to have to go shopping, to buy bigger clothes, and to work around this new identity or whatever you're heading towards. So it's not pretty at all. And I think that was kind of one of the things that hit me hard. I'm like, am I really buying a size 36 pants? Because I've always been 32, 34 most of my life. And now I'm 36. I'm like, well, I guess so, you know. And at the time I was like, well, I can't lose weight in 2 days. And right now everything else doesn't fit. So I just bit the bullet. I went and I bought, you know, not too much, but I bought enough stuff that I could wear, and it worked, right? That was what I needed at the time. However, I moved all my skinny clothes into the back of the closet. I didn't give them away, number one, I paid a lot of money for them, and number two, I was thinking that I put that there as a reward or as something I can strive for. I'm like, okay, I'm not letting go of that person, right? I'm going to be that person again, or I don't know when and how, but I'm going to put it there because I want to know that I haven't killed that person, right? I didn't kill that person, that skinny person that I know I enjoy being. So more on that later. So whatever your reasons are, I'm going to share with you my strategies on how I got there. So 3 months, 20 pounds, okay? I was actually about 207.9. be exact, right? And today I can say, actually I was on the scale this morning and I was 182.9. So it's really 25 pounds total, but the bulk of it, this last 20 pounds, have really peeled off in the last 3 months, right? All right, so here we go. Number one, write down what are your desired results. How much do you want to lose, right? Maybe it's 5 pounds, maybe it's 10 pounds. Maybe you need to do it for a special event. Maybe you've got a little, you know, belly fat, you just wanna kinda get rid of it. Whatever it is, identify it. Write down what it is you want to lose and by when, right? How long, how much, okay? Then, very important, write down why is that important to you? What does that do for you? How does that affect your life? How is that gonna change your attitude? How is that going to allow you to show up as a better person in your relationships, at work, for your family? Whatever that is, write it down. Spend a lot of time on number one, because this is going to keep playing out throughout the course of this, you know, session or this your new game plan, because you need to be reminding yourself why I really want this. Because if you don't want it bad enough, you're not gonna make a change. And you might have already turned off this video, right? You're like, ah, whatever. But if you want it bad enough, write down why you want it. What is the desired result? What does life look like once you accomplish that, right? Oh, I get to go shopping. Like right now, I still haven't went shopping for my new skinny clothes because I have about 5 more pounds, I think, that I want to kind of get to, right around 180, maybe just a bit under. And then I'm going to go shopping, and that's going to be my reward, right? That's my desired result, is I'm going to go shopping, and I can't wait to buy some new clothes and, you know, fit in and, you know, all of that, right? I'm very excited. So maybe it's to go shopping, maybe it's to have a better relationship, all of that good stuff, okay? So write it down, be specific. Okay, number two, meals and snacks. Again, this is what I did. This is what worked for me. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, and probably if you ask those guys what I'm about to tell you, they're gonna say, hell no, don't do that. However, it worked for me. I'm the type of person, when I commit to something, I'm all in, I'm gonna do whatever it takes. And so for me, number one, breakfast. 6 days out of the week, I do not eat breakfast. What do? I drink about 2 cups of coffee when I wake up. That gets me going, that wakes me up, suppresses my appetite a little bit. I, you know, well, maybe exercise, I'll do something, I'll keep myself busy, I go to work. I do a lot of stuff in the morning, takes my mind off of it, right? When I say the morning, I mean as soon as you wake up, breakfast, okay? So then what happens is when I roll around to 10, 11 o'clock, maybe even 12 o'clock. Between 10 and 12 is probably the first part of the day that I actually put something in my mouth food-wise. And again, for me, it was maybe a Kind bar, or if I'm gonna have a breakfast for one day, I really like a ham, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. And I'll get that either at Dunkin' Donuts. There's a nice little place next to my home that I get, maybe with a croissant or an English muffin. If I'm at Starbucks, I get a reduced fat turkey bacon sandwich, right? And so that is what has worked for me in the morning, if I'm gonna have anything. Sometimes I just have a protein shake. So I have various different flavors. You know, I like the chocolate and peanut butter and strawberry and cookies and cream, whatever it is, right? Protein shake with almond milk is what I use. Almond milk, the powder, and I'll add fruit. I'll add berries, strawberries, blueberries, all of that, mix it up. So that becomes my meal up until lunchtime, right? Here's the secret sauce. My lunch, you try to extend it as long as possible. Don't have lunch at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. I average lunchtime for me is like 3 o'clock. 2 to 3, okay? 2 to 3. If you can make it to 2 to 3 and have lunch, you can have a big meal, right? I know they say, oh, you should just do a light lunch. No, that should be your biggest meal of the day, actually. And I have protein. I'll always have chicken and meat, maybe a steak or, you know, ground beef or pork.